Hello, listeners. Today I am talking to Miss Amy Gilbert, who joins Loreto as Assistant Curriculum Leader to Mathematics. Welcome, Amy.
Thank you.
So tell me, have you always wanted to be a maths teacher?
No. So when I was in school, I really liked all the sciences and maths subjects. And so I did a Bachelor of Science at university. In the second year, when they started talking about potential careers we could go into, none of them interested me. They were all sitting at a desk working by yourself. And so that's when I decided to go into teaching. I was always interested more in physics, maths and statistics space, and decided to focus on maths.
Okay, and so here at Loreto, you teach some junior classes, but mm-hmm. your specialty areas are maths methods and specialist maths.
Yes.
What do you love about those subjects?
I like the challenge, and I like that you, particularly for methods and specialists, you often get students who found maths quite easy in the past, and suddenly they've hit a topic that they are not good at.
Mm-hmm.
And I always say that's actually more challenging, because if you hit a topic earlier that you struggle with, you learn those strategies earlier. Whereas if you hit your first challenge in grade 12, that mm-hmm. can be really stressful and scary.
Mm.
So that's not the ideal scenario, but I like seeing students really challenge themselves in those subjects. And I love the logical nature of maths and the predictability of maths. And I also have a lot of passion in like memory and recall.
Mm-hmm.
And that comes in a lot in maths. So kind of teaching the students how to best remember things and look at the different types of questions and work out what to do.
Mm-hmm.
That whole side of it, not necessarily the procedures the whole time. So,
okay.
Yeah, mainly the challenge though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so how do you help students decide when they're at year 10 level
yeah.
which maths they should potentially pursue into senior?
Yeah. I definitely think that if you think you can do it, give it a go. And even if you think that's going to be a bit of a challenge, in terms of, say, specialist, which is a bit more like an elective, you know, you're choosing to do a second maths. If you're willing to put in the extra work, if you are okay with realizing the amount of times that you're sitting in a maths class is going to be twice
mm-hmm.
as much as what it normally is, which for some people is not their cup of tea. But if you're happy with that, then I think it's a great option, because the class is often quite collaborative, because it's quite challenging. So you have to work together. You have to build a really strong class culture and a team, so you can problem solve through really hard things together. If you're willing to do specialist, I'd always say give it a go, see if you like it. If it's not your thing, it's not your thing. In terms of methods or general, I think if you think you can do it, and if you're okay at algebra, give methods a go, because
uh-huh.
it's the one that it'll challenge you along the way potentially, but I don't know, the end product is always
such a sense of achievement.
Yeah, sense of achievement, and you know, being able to say like, yeah, I thought it was going to be challenging, but I could work my way through it and I could do it at the end, and that's really good. But it kind of comes down to what you want to do as well.
Yeah,
which
sure.
is always so important.
It is.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And welcome to Loreto.
Cool. Thank you.